This is Dina Marie from Faith Moments, and we hear from the Psalms, I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find joy in the Lord. Bless the Lord, my soul. And it's with joy that I have the opportunity to spend just a few minutes with Claude McKnight. He joins me today, the voice of Take Six, one of the six voices of Take Six, first voice and first tenor. He and Take Six will be taking the stage at the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festival this August 22nd, 23rd, 24th. They're the headline artists for the Sunday evening performance at Esther Short State Park in Vancouver, Washington, USA. Good morning, Claude. Claude, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
Well, I have heard Take Six since you started in the late 1980s. I'll date myself a little bit. Give us a sense of how you six voices got together. What were the beginnings of Take Six?
So the very beginning, I was a freshman at Oakwood University in Huntsville, Alabama. And it's a school that my parents went to. So I ended up going there as well. Kind of, you know, I'm going to do what my parents did. And that school has a very rich heritage of a cappella groups. And I knew that I wanted to start a group. Had no clue that it was going to be my vocation for the, you know, all these years. But so I started a quartet with three other freshman guys, and we just sang around campus because there were all these other groups. And from there, we just, you know, we knew that we wanted more. So we added a fifth member when Mark Kibble happened upon us in a bathroom that we were rehearsing in one day. And he started arranging for us, and that brought in more of the jazz chords and the things that we were all really, really liking. We added one more member because Mark knew that six voices for him was kind of the place where he wanted to be as far as arranging was concerned. So from there, still, we were just a college group. We weren't trying to do anything other than just be on campus and sing at different lyceums and stuff like that. It wasn't until years later when we went through a lot of different members, you know, guys wouldn't come back for the next semester and stuff, that we were like, huh, I wonder if this is something that we could really see about doing professionally. Did one showcase in Nashville, Tennessee, and the rest is almost 40 years of history now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm talking with Claude McKnight from Take Six. You can find more about them at takesix.com. They're coming to the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festival late August 22nd. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Esther Short Park. Tell us, what's a cappella and why is that something that you really wanted to know more of? Describe it for us.
Yeah, so a cappella is, you know, the art of using your voice. You know, it's as simple as that. A cappella has been around since, you know, people could utter sounds out of their voice box. It can be spoken word. It's typically singing. And hopefully it's something that can't ever actually be duplicated. You know, we all have a voice and the creativity comes through that. And so that's what a cappella is. Why do we do it? It's interesting because we all play instruments. You know, we love that aspect of it, but there's just something about the human voice that, again, can't be duplicated. There's something when you bring two, three, four, five, six or more voices together with different personalities and perspective that makes for an amazing time. And that's what we love about it, is these arrangements come to life with voices a lot differently than if you were playing them on the piano or other instruments.
Does that happen, Claude? Just making your voice make these sounds. I think it's just fascinating to hear all of the different sounds, all of the different, you know, it's just like all the different colors of the rainbow come alive when you hear these voices. How do you do that?
That's a great question. I think what has to happen for you to do it well is you don't look at yourself as being an individual. And what I mean by that is you're all part of one organism, and that organism has to move together in sync. And of course, it's like spokes in a wheel. If one spoke is broken, then that wheel doesn't roll correctly. And I think that's how you do it. You have to look at it as, I'm very important, but I can't go outside of myself to disrupt what the wheel is supposed to do. I think that's what makes a great a cappella group.
You mentioned, Claude, okay, you had that one audience and there was one person who walked into the room in Huntsville, Alabama, who wasn't invited to come, as I understand, a guy named Jim Ed. But he heard you from Warner Brothers, and you said the rest is history. How did that, the kind of just those next steps of all of a sudden he hears this, he's been listening to a tape of yours, and then you're starting to sign a contract and get rolling.
Yeah, so let me correct just a little bit. So Jim Ed heard us because of a tape. That is correct. Jim Ed was in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's where we ended up doing the showcase. We were still in Huntsville, yes. But we went to Nashville, which is about 2 hours away. We did this showcase at this little Christian bookstore and literally invited maybe 250 people, of which maybe seven people showed up. And as we're doing the showcase, you know, they pretty much matriculated in and out. We're kind of like, oh, this doesn't feel good. You know, but here comes this guy who we hadn't seen before, uninvited, sits through it. And afterwards is like, I love what you guys do. I heard this tape from a writer of mine named Mac McAnally. And that's how he heard us. And he said, I have no clue what I would do with this music, because he was the president of Warner Brothers Nashville, which was the country music division. And he said, but I would love to sign you guys. 20 days later, we were in the studio recording our first album. So it was a God thing, definitely, because the people we invited were all in the Christian music industry. And so here we, you know, get signed by a secular record company and the country music division of that secular record company. I think that's exactly what God wanted for us.
Yeah. Again, Claude McKnight is with us from Take Six. TakeSix.com is their website, and they'll be here at the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festival in Vancouver, Washington, the 24th of August, actually, the Sunday evening headliner. You mentioned unity, and you know, you've got six voices, six personalities, six people that all have their own vision. But what's brought you together to have that one heart, one mind behind Take Six?
Well, what brought us together is our love for the music and our love for God. You know, those things are tantamount to what it is we started out doing, what it is we continue doing. And what keeps us together are both of those things. But I think underneath all of that is a respect for one another. I think what a lot of people don't realize, unless they are close to the music industry or groups of any kind, it's very hard to keep people together, you know? And that is because of the very things you mentioned. Everybody has their own personality. Everybody has their own perspective on things. And the only way you can work through conflict and things that come up, because they do come up, is to have a respect underneath it. What do we want to actually see come out of this problem that's happening? If you just want to win or you want to be right or whatever, I think that tends to break groups up. That tends to become bigger problems. But if you want to solve those things because we want to be healthy, and we want to learn and we want to respect each other, then it's a beautiful thing. And that's what we've been able to do all these years.
Yeah. Claude, what type of musical groups, influences have really formed you along the way in your early years? Like you mentioned, being on the college campus, you just wanted to perform and be involved in music. But who's kind of been your inspiring lights?
Well, I'll give you mine. If you were interviewing all six of us, they'd be so different. You know, and that's, I think, what makes it an amazing experience for us, because you draw on all the things that you bring in. It's like all the things you eat come out in some kind of way. So for me, I grew up playing the trombone, and I played in a lot of jazz bands. So the Quincy Jones big bands, the Glenn Miller, Woody Herman and the Thundering Herd, you know, all those bands. But also I listened to Earth, Wind and Fire growing up. I listened to the Winans. I listened to Commissioned. I listened to all these contemporary groups of mine as I got into the music business. I listened to a lot of instrumental music, David Sanborn, you know, things of that nature. And I think all of those things inspire my vocal performances. I can't get out of the way of that. You know, the Doobie Brothers, you know, people like the Little River Band, all of those groups really have shaped my musical palette.
I love to hear it. Claude McKnight with us from Take Six. You guys were young, just kind of getting started, not only in a musical career, but with families and thinking about marriage and all of those, just that next season of life. Going back to those early years, a contract, opportunities to record, how did that affect your look at family life, marriage, my faith life? Where did you find or look for balance?
Another great question. I think the balance came about in the experiences. You know, You don't know what you know until you're in the midst of it. And I think also there's strength in numbers and iron sharpens iron. And I think all of those things have contributed to each one of us becoming who we are now. And we'd like to think that we are steadily getting better and in God's grace, becoming much better Christians, better fathers, better grandfathers, better brothers, better sons, all of those things. But I think because we've been transparent with one another, we've been able to bounce things off of each other, the highs, the lows, all the things in between, and been able to really gird each other when it comes to things that we have needed to know and needed to learn. And that's been a wonderful experience for us.
Right. Again, Claude McKnight with us from Take Six. Where did that n name, Take Six, come from?
It was quite a process because when we got signed to Warner Brothers, our name was Alliance. That's the name we had had for years, but they did a search on that name and another, I think, pop group had it. So we had to change ours. And we went through a lot of different names. We sat in a room and we wrote a lot of things down. There were some crazy names that came up. And finally, and we voted on them. So, we had to have at least four votes to be like, oh, okay, well, this might be the one. Finally, we did kind of a play on Dave Brubeck's Take Five, and that's how we came up with Take Six.
All right, Claude McKnight with us from Take Six. Again, his website, takesix.com. You can check out what's going on tour, not only in the US, but all around the globe. But one of the tour stops is going to be right here in Vancouver, Washington, USA, at the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Fest. 25th year of this festival. It's a phenomenal festival, the best of the best, not only from the Northwest, but from all over jazz. Acapella, gospel, R&B, hip hop, fusion. I kind of, you name it, you're going to hear it. And that's going to be at VancouverWineJazz.com, where Take Six will take the stage Sunday night, the 24th of August. Claude, we're coming up to a break, so stay with me and we'll continue our conversation in the next half hour. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Claude McKnight, one of the six voices from Take Six. I remember, well, I did grow up with music from the 80s, and there was Take Six. They came out, and it was this different sound, this a cappella gospel. This is when, for me, Christian music kind of took off, was in the 80s and the early 90s. And here was Take Six right in the forefront with Dove Awards and Grammy Awards and Music Hall of Fame. Claude, thanks for joining us. And we've been talking a little bit about the beginnings of Take Six, but I think about the world has a lot of things to offer, and yet the Lord has even greater things to offer. You've been singing for the Lord. Talk a little bit about, you faced probably a lot of temptations and a lot of distractions and all of the success of being in a musical group like Take Six, but where do you find that way to continue to focus on the Lord and His presence in your life?
So I think what's important is you do what it is that, okay, let me reframe this. I do a lot of sports. And what I tell people in sports is you play the game the way you practice. You don't just get into the game and all of a sudden everything goes well unless you've done these things time and time again in practice so that when things come at you in the game that are seemingly, off the cuff or whatever, you know how to handle them. It's the same thing in your spiritual life and whatnot. You have to have consistency. You have to have something to draw on when times get kind of crazy or when you're offered things that you shouldn't be a part of or whatever. And again, I think the other thing that really helps us is there is strength in numbers. We've had to sit down and pause at times and be like, is this something we should do? We pray about it. We fast about it. We do all the things that, again, you do in practice, and then we come up with solutions that make sense for us and make sense for God.
Yeah. I love to hear that, Claude, that you all are coming together. I mean, prayer, because you've got families. Your number one vocation is your family. And then God's given you a way to support that family. And for you, it's been this beautiful music for 40 years. I mean, to have that gift. And I love how you smile when you say grandchild, when you're a grandparent. Life changes in different ways, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Especially when you see your kids having kids, you're like, wait, what? You?
That's okay. I've got four of them myself. So, there's blessings there. Tell us a little bit about the progression of your music style from the 80s, 90s. How has it changed? How has it stayed the same for Take Six?
So I think the thing for us is the changes have been just that we've decided at times that, hey, how about trying this genre? It's always vocal music for us. So that doesn't change. We may add instruments here and there depending on what the arrangement calls for, but we're still the same group from way back in the day. And I think that that's beautiful for us. And because what happens is I think when you have musical instruments outside of the voice, things can go in and out of favor, especially with different sounds and different kinds of production. For us, if there is a hip hop song that we decide to incorporate into an a cappella setting, it's still hip hop, we're just using voices. We've done some stuff with Dr. Dre, of all people, but we were doing what it is we do. So when you hear us, you're going to be like, well, that's Take Six. That's who we know them to be. I think the thing that would be different would be if we decided to change up how many voices we decide to put in arrangements, because then it'd be harder to differentiate us and be like, is that Take Six? I can't really tell. But because we always pretty much had five or six parts at all times, that's always the thread that goes through all the different genres that we may try.
Okay, so Claude, take us through your six, the voices, if you would introduce the guys from the band and what's their typical voice sound that they bring to Take Six?
So I'm going to go from the bottom up. Our bass is Alvin Chia, and he's been in the group now for 40 years. Yeah, because now as I tell you the years, some of these numbers are going to be before we actually got our recording entry. So yeah, Alvin's been here for 40 years. Christian Dentley is our baritone. He's the youngest member of the group. He took Cedric Dent's place. So Christian is in his early 40s. So he's the young guy. And he's been with us for like 21 years now. So he's the baritone. And then our lower second tenor is Joey Kibble. Joey Kibble took Mervyn Warren's place. Mervyn Warren was with us as one of the almost original members. And Joey came in at the third album, so right around 1990 or so. So he's been with us since then. And then also second tenor is David Thomas. David Thomas came in at the same time as Alvin Chia. So they both have been singing with us for 40 years. First tenors, Mark Kibble, who is our primary arranger, and we call him the Markitect because the sound of Take Six basically comes from Mark's brain. So pretty much all the arrangements, or probably, I guess, 80%, 85% of the arrangements come from Mark. Cedric used to do a lot. We all do some, but it's Mark Kibble that is the sound of Take Six. So he's a first tenor, and then I'm on top. I sing the top or lead tenor, and I'm Claude McKnight.
Okay. Now, Claude, I love to listen to my CD and my favorite music driving, but there's nothing like a live performance, something like the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festivals. Express a little bit about what it's like live music to be in that same space with the artists, with the passion, with the inspiration, us as the audience and the ears, but you as the heart that's delivering.
So there's nothing like live performance. You can capture a really great performance on tape or whatever, but live, there's nothing like that because you get energy from each other on stage. You get energy from the day. You get energy from all manner of things. And almost more importantly, you get energy from the audience. What you're giving out there and what they're sending back can inspire you to a performance that you didn't know you had that night, and you try different things. Something may happen on stage that inspires something. So it's in the moment, and that's what we love about it. And in fact, that's what Jim Ed said, from very early on and all throughout our career. He's like, I love recording you guys, but there's nothing like watching you live. And we're like, yeah, it's the live experience that is the thing that is magical.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's what people are going to get at this Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festival. Again, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of August. You guys are going to hit the stage on Sunday night. It's one of my favorite days. I mean, all the days are unique, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but Sunday, there's something special, I think, just about the power of the music throughout the day. And I don't know if you've been in this particular environment before, Claude, but you know, it's an open space. There's not a bad seat. Every seat you're going to see up front and personal, Take Six, the band. It's just a fun and inspiring environment. What do you hope for for a night like this, for a jazz festival, for you guys coming out and for the audience? What do you hope will happen?
What I hope will happen is that we just all have this symbiotic experience, you know? And when I say that, it's not just the energy between us and the audience. You want to make sure that the sound system is good. You want to make sure that the weather is good. All those things that come together, which are very important as a singer, you know, especially me being on top, all of those things being optimal make for a better night for me. And when I have a good night, all the rest of the guys tend to have a good night. And I'm not saying that in any kind of egotistic way. I'm saying it because I'm the top tenor. And if you don't know our arrangements or don't know music that well or whatever, you're always going to hear me, you know? So if I'm in a good mood and I'm feeling good and whatnot, it makes all the other guys feel good. And it just makes all the boats rise, you know? And I think that that's a great thing for us. And that's what we're looking for. When we go there, is to have that kind of experience and to share that with the audience.
Well, I know people are going to have an awesome experience. VancouverWineJazz.com is where you get tickets for this year's 25th anniversary celebration. It's going to be fantastic at Esther Short Park in Vancouver, Washington. Take6.com is the website for Take Six. I do want to ask you this, Claude, because I noticed one of the top things on your website is that a couple years ago, Take Six did a partnership with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital's Music Gives program. And I just thought, what a great way to do a partnership and to help our children. Can you talk just a little bit about that partnership?
Yeah, it was amazing. We got to go to Memphis and tour the facility, which I think is when you're going to partner with an organization, you should go there. You know, it because you get a sense of the gravity of what it is they're doing. You know, the passion that they do everything with. So for us, it was a no-brainer when we approached them and they approached us. It was like, absolutely. We all have kids again. We have grandkids. And to know that the work that they do and have been doing for many, many years is so beneficial to so many families. And unfortunately, we all know someone who has had a child or you know, someone they know go through the diseases and the maladies that these kids go through. So for us, it's been a great experience to lend our talents and our energies to that.
Well, it's awesome. I love to see that. And again, it's not about us. It's really about God working through us. And I guess as we close, that final thread, that message that you feel is the purpose of your music, the music that Take Six does, what is that goal? What is that mission for your music?
So it's always been from the very, 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 very first album, Spread Love. That's all we want to do, you know? So it might sound like a almost a trite tagline, but it's the truth, you know? There isn't enough love in this world, and there never has been. Just spread love. And so that's what we try to do. And we try to leave a place better than when we found it.
Well, I think you're doing just that. Again, Claude McKnight from Take Six, take6.com, and they will be at the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festival on August 24th. That's Sunday night, but get there Friday, get there Saturday, be there Sunday. VancouverWineJazz.com is the website. Claude, what a pleasure. It's been fun to watch some of your great YouTube videos. So I encourage people to hop on Take Six to get there as well. God bless your journey and have a safe trip out here to Vancouver, Washington.
Thank you so much.